Support for WAMC comes from the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, presenting a lecture by Cornell Lab of Ornithology Director John Fitzpatrick on how birds can save the world, September 7th, 7 p.m., caryinstitute.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The East-leading Yankees picked up a series win in Cleveland with a 4-2 victory over the Indians. New York's Curtis Granderson hit his 33rd homer of the season and 200th of his career. The Bombers extend their division lead over idle Tampa Bay to 4 games. The revamped Red Sox bounced back from a 9-player trade and a 12-inning loss to the Royals on Saturday night by beating Kansas City 8-6. James Loney went 1-for-5 with an RBI in his Boston debut. The Red Sox win for just the 4th time in 12 games. In a surprising trade on Saturday, the Red Sox sent pitcher Josh Beckett, first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, left fielder Carl Crawford, and infielder Nick Punto to the Dodgers in return for first baseman James Loney, second baseman Ivan De Jesus, pitcher Alan Webster, and 2 players to be named at a later date. MLB.com reports that the trade will save Boston $270 million in salary. And the Boston Globe called the swap arguably the most historically significant trade the Sox have made since selling Babe Ruth to the Yankees. In the NL, the Mets took Saturday and Sunday's games against Houston 3-1 Saturday and 2-1 in yesterday's game. Boston hosts Kansas City this afternoon, the Yankees at home against Toronto. Mets are off tonight, they'll play the Phillies tomorrow. Turning to preseason football, the Jets have 3 losses, no wins, and no touchdowns at all. The Carolina Panthers held on for a 17-12 victory. Tim Tebow threw 4 straight incompletions to end the game. The team Rex Ryan promised would win the Super Bowl last year will try once again on Thursday to get their first touchdown of the year against Philadelphia. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.